Track number 13, Celebrations. The past of villages and its people is embodied in their popular celebrations. Those in Formentera are highly influenced by the island's rural past. And learning about them or visiting may be the best way to understand the island and its people. The most remarkable ones are those that celebrate the solstices, the summer solstice around midsummer, the day of St. Juan, and the winter solstice around Christmas. It is not in a specific dates, but in periods where certain activities were performed. The summer solstice, celebrated by the people in the country, initiates the reaping, beating, and winnowing of threshing floors, where fire and water mark the festivity of St. John. Winter celebrations start with the Day of the Dead, but a special moment is the slaughter of the pig, which is sacrificed for human consumption during the month of November or even December, an activity that is still conducted by some local families. It is a happy reunion where different tasks are performed, such as the elaboration of sobrasada, butifarra, and butifarron. The house that carries out the slaughter invites relatives, friends, and neighbors, an example of cooperation among the community members. Popular culture is also influenced by superstitions and old beliefs associated with everyday events. So do not be scared if you hear expressions like malaire, which is said of someone who suddenly falls from favor as a consequence of falling asleep under a fig tree or due to someone's evil desire. Things that are prevented by having the kids wear a piece of their clothes inside out. The Bolpages is the traditional local dance in Formentera, which states the clear difference between men and women roles, very remarkable in the past. Rhythm is marked by the sonador, with the drum and the flute, and the male dancers with the castanets. There are two types of rhythms, the short and the long one. The outfits, especially those of women, are quite spectacular due to the emprendades, the set of jewels they wear in their chests, which are true pectorals made in coral and silver or gold. The instruments used were the castanets, the espasí, the drum, the flute, and the chirimía. Traditional music in Formentera was introduced by the people from Ibiza that repopulated the island since the end of the 17th century and during the 18th century.